Yeah, Taylor Dane, Tell It To My Heart here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, 16th of May. Good morning, folks. Good to have you along. 087-188-0008, of course, as always, if you want to give us a shout this morning. Lots of people on the text already. JP, struggling through. Happy that the week is nearly done. English Ian, morning to you. Somebody looking for us to play a tune for my superboy, Adam, one of the many children who's benefited from the amazing Make-A-Wish. We're on the road from Kerry to Crumlin for appointments. Love them to bits from Mum Becky. Well, Becky and Adam, morning to you, folks. Good to have you along. Butty Brennan's been on. And Greg in Ballinasloe says it's a lovely morning there. Hope the same here. It is absolutely glorious. But the question, of course, on everybody's lips is, what is it like in the county of Cork, PJ Gallagher?
Ah, it's not bad at all. Thanks very much, Mr. Jim.
What's the story grand, with you?
No story, of course. I'm still lying in bed. I still haven't got dressed. I still need you to know that. It's a very important thing.
So nothing was learned from yesterday whatsoever. You've still decided to greet the nation in the complete Jay's fluid.
What do you mean nothing was learned? Everything was learned. It's the best way to do it. When I do it tomorrow morning with you in the studio, that's when the problem's going to start.
Yeah, there
it's
are
absolutely the best way to do it.
This is one of those situations where what goes on tour should definitely stay on tour, buddy, just for the sake of everybody around here.
I don't agree with that at all. You're missing out, sure. We'll get you into the nip now in a minute as well. We'll see you. You'll have a great time.
Don't forget now, we have a lady presence. Tara Duggan is out there. You can't wander in your all God's glory, you know, with Tara out there.
Yeah, I was going to say Tara Duggan's no lady, but I'll be afraid to say that, so I won't.
Too late! Too late, that's happened.
I didn't say it. I say it, I wouldn't say it. So yeah. There you go.
So that's the story, of course. Yeah, PJ will be live with us. I think we have you till about 8:30 this morning, do we? Is that the story?
I think that's pretty much the size of it, yeah.
Good stuff. So live from Cork, from his hotel room, a naked PJ Gallagher speaks to the nation until around 8:30.
You lucky people. Stop thinking those terrible thoughts. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
So listen, how was it yesterday? First day's of, day of rehearsal for the brand new Young Offenders series. Filming is going to start pretty soon. Rehearsals at the moment. Day two today. How did yesterday go, though?
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. It's first time seeing the script in its completion for the start of the series. So, yeah, it's all very good. Great to see everybody. To be honest, most of it was just catching up and saying, how are you, all the time. And we did that till, well, last night, really.
Did you have an after rehearsals rap party last night?
I did partake in a nap party, if that's what you're asking me.
Just checking.
Yeah, it was a bit of an aperitif. I don't even know what an aperitif is, but I think I know what I mean it to mean at the moment.
Right. And listen, have you been? Has anybody interfered with you? Have you had anything done to your moustache or your? Is the hair wavy again, or what's the story?
No, nothing's done like that yet, thankfully. So I don't know. There's talk that maybe it'll be another rehearsal day next week. So I guess that'll be the time. But I don't know what's happening yet. I'm cool. Still in the dark. It's the most secretive shoot ever. It's like it makes Game of Thrones look like a day out in Crow Park. This is so secretive.
Right, okay. Right, well listen, PJ is going to be live with us right up until around about 8:30 this morning from his hotel room in Cork. Greeting the nation in all his glory. Wow.
I know, everybody.
It's times like this you'll be glad we can't do a Facebook Live. But anyway, the rest of us, of course, Mike and myself here at HQ, and if you want to give us a show, say 087-188-0008. So you're all set. Gather yourself. I'll give you another minute to get the coffee into you, and we'll have a go at the birthdays. How's that?
Right, brilliant. I'll get me grinding. And good. Then I'll have a good thing. I haven't a clue who you're going to pick, obviously, as normal. But yeah.
Obviously, the sound of you getting your grinder grinding while you've told the nation you're in the nude, that's a whole different ball game, really, altogether, isn't it?
Get ready, Cork. You're about to hear something special.
You got the love from the source, Sarah Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. 15 and a half minutes past six. Quick shout out to Aaron, who's been on this morning. Also, Margaret in Fermoy. Hopefully, Margaret's behaving herself, because yesterday she got very excited at the prospect of PJ down there in Cork broadcasting naked to the nation. She got a little bit frisky, so hopefully she's
something.
Calmed down a bit, to be perfectly honest with you, PJ, because I was a bit worried about Margaret yesterday.
Oh dear, Jamie, I tell you, you mentioned a slight bit of private in your nippery and people lose their minds all of a sudden. It's mad.
In your nippery. Right, and John in Sandyford says he feels sorry for the hotel staff knowing that you're naked in the room.
Oh my God, no, like, knowing something. That's it. I'm putting my shorts on as a speedy. I'm too upset now. They're after getting me, making me feel weird about it.
Yeah, exactly. Right, well, listen here. Get your thoughts out of that and into the birthdays, okay? Because I've got four for you today. As usual, if you get any three, you can have your day off. In fact, you can stay in bed, if that's the case, if you get three of these.
You'd be doing well to get me out of bed regardless.
Exactly. Right, so here we go. Naked PJ Gallagher live from Cork this morning. Have a listen to this.
The Irish accent? Well, that comes and goes. It all depends on who I'm talking to. So by the end of this interview, I might be back into the brogue. Yes, there's a little bit there. Yes, a little bit. I left actually now in 64.
Do you remember your name in Irish?
No, I don't know. I just about remember it in English, actually.
Pierce O'Brosnahan.
All I remember is Stig Shears and Dulla Wallier.
Will Cadogum Dulla Mock?
No. I very rarely put my hand up.
There he is. Mr. Bond himself one time, Mr. Remington Steele another time, Pierce Brosnan, PJ.
Oh, Remington Steele. I forgot all about Remington Steele. He doesn't get enough credit for that.
That was a great old show.
That was a great old show. Like he was, it was kind of his pre-Bond years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like an audition for Bond.
That's right, yeah. God, Remington. I don't remember. Was he in it on his own? No, he had a sidekick woman in it as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of a different show?
No, definitely. No, he had kind of, I mean, and to be honest with you, it was kind of like she was the brains of the operation and he was like, he kind of just rocked up, looked good, and everybody assumed. In fact, I think that was the premise of the show, was that she was, back in the day, she was kind of afraid that people wouldn't take her seriously. So she had him as this kind of, as though he was the main man, when in actual fact, she was the brains. It's like so many modern day relationships, really.
Yeah, I just think that was the 80s TV all over. They still just named the show after him and didn't give her a look in. They were even asking if she existed at all. Brutal.
Exactly.
Oh, the brutal Irish, the harshness of it. But he's getting on a bit now, isn't he, Mr. Remington Steele? Like, he hasn't been... It's a year since he was a Bond. There's been two Bonds since him, has there?
He's gone... I think he's
or
gone...
Or no, just the one?
Who was after him? Was it just Daniel Craig after him?
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe just Daniel Craig feels like he's been Bond for ages because he just keeps telling us how much he dislikes it. Which yeah. is, imagine looking for sympathy. I don't like being the best person in the world. Shut up, you weirdo.
Exactly. I don't like being every boy's dream.
Yeah, it's terrible getting paid millions to, like, just walk around, to swan around in fancy suits, driving fancy cars, with fancy gadgets, doing anything. It's basically, I don't like the perfect life, which is, it's fair, you know what I mean? If everyone was someone you'd love to give a wedgie to, it's that fella there.
Daniel Craig, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I agree.
I know there's people saying they'd like to give me a wedgie, but at the moment, it's currently impossible, so take that.
Yeah, you don't even want to be thinking about that at the minute. Right, Pierce Brosnan, how old is he then, PJ?
Oh, 66.
Yes!
Hey!
Now, hold on a second. Because I can't keep me up, mind you, I'm very glad I haven't got my eyes on you at the moment. But anyway, you're definitely not interfering with the internet, are you?
I'm not interfering with any internet. Sure. I'm using all the internet I need for the... I actually, do you know something? I was trying to use the internet for something else and I can't get it to work, but yeah, it's working for the radio, so
brilliant.
Work that one out.
Right,
the
listen, if there's
the
any staff
gremlins.
Listening in the Montanati Hotel, if you have a pass key to PJ's room, if you just want to walk in and check that he's not on the internet, this would be a good
I'm
time
I'm definitely
to
not on the internet!
This would be a good time to
oh
do it.
Oh my God!
Although, do prepare yourself for what could be a sight you'll never forget. But
yeah.
Anyway,
oh,
right.
Yeah, okay, here we go. I dare you to come into the room.
Speaking of that, your carry on down there. This lady got herself into a bit of bother for that sort of stuff as well. Janet Jackson celebrating her birthday today.
Oh,
the old wardrobe
yeah,
malfunction.
Yeah, the old thing with Justin Timberlake, which if you saw it now, probably wouldn't even raise an eyebrow.
No. Nope.
It was amazing, the fuss over it all. And he didn't actually see anything.
True.
It was just the shape of a knocker, really. That's all it was.
Yeah, that's all it was. The shape of a knocker.
Wasn't it? It was just the shape of the knocker. You didn't see any of the, I was going to say the bold bit of the boob. But there is no bold bit of a boob, really, when you think about it. You know,
the
like,
other thing is, she took all the stick for it. Like, he got no stick whatsoever. She got all the blame
I know.
For it, you know what I mean? And there was a pair of the minutes.
He was the one that showed everyone.
Yeah.
There was a pair of the minutes, yeah. He showed everyone the shape of the boob.
By the way, I'm talking about Janet and Justin when I say there's a pair of the minutes, not as in the boobs.
Oh, yeah, I knew what you meant. I couldn't see what else you think there.
Excellent.
That made perfect sense to me.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so what... Oh, God, Justin Timberlake, actually, he's a bit of a boob, and he's fully exposed all the time.
Yeah, but we're talking about the other one, Janet Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, yeah, are we, Jim? Are we? We only saw one bit of a boob and one...
Major boob.
So maybe him and that one had a full set.
Right, how old is Janet Jackson? So, JJ is...
63.
53. That was very harsh on poor old Janet.
Yeah. All right, jeepers, I don't know. I didn't think any of the Jacksons were that young. I thought they were all into their 60s.
Well, actually, to be fair, I mean, maybe there are bits of her that are 63. I don't know. There might be some plastic involved, and nobody can be quite sure, really, can they? Right, let's move on to somebody else who has a very lovely head. Actress Megan Fox celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, what was she again? I can't remember which one
she
is.
Well, she was definitely in Transformers, right?
And,
what else was she in? She was in that one with Simon Pegg, the How to Win Friends or Lose Friends or something like that.
I don't know that one.
Basically, she just got a lot of attention for being, you know, having a lovely head.
Right, yeah. Well, it wasn't for Transformers because that's one of the most brutal movies I ever saw.
Right.
Jeepers, that's a bad film. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I did have that joy. But again, that was like one of those movies that was kind of so bad. At least you could enjoy it with all of the big sound effects and the special effects and all that sort of stuff. And her lovely head, even though it was a rubbish movie.
Yeah, I think so. It just kept me awake. It was just a very loud movie. I'm not into cranky robots, to be honest with you. I like the robots giving me coffee.
It kept you awake because it was very loud.
It was very loud, yeah.
But if you didn't want to be awake, why'd you bother having it on?
Because I was in the cinema, you biggies.
What are you doing going to sleep in the cinema?
Oh, my God. You just don't know anything, do you? Right, Grant. she's 37.
Not bad, 33. And then the last one for you, right, is this. I'm going to give you a kind of a clue to this because, yeah, remember we did Richard Madeley's birthday recently, right? You know, from Richard and Judy, right? Well, it's Judy's birthday today. So I'm going to give you a clue and tell you that when we did Richard Madeley, whatever his name is, birthday, he was 63. Okay? So Richard Madeley was 63. It's Judy Finnegan, his missus. It's her birthday today.
She's older than him, right? She's a good bit older than him. 72.
Oh, 71.
Oh.
Still not bad. Not bad. You managed one today. The mojo's on its way back. Slowly, admittedly, but it's on its way back.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. The one I got. But the three after that, I was Googling the answer. So anyway, what are you going to do?
Right, there you go. One right on the birthdays today. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. PJ is live in Cork from his hotel room in the Montanotti Hotel there in Cork for preparing for day two of rehearsals for the Young Offenders today. So we'll be with him, or he'll be with us rather, right up until around about 8:30. So do you want to go for a lie down after that, PJ?
I think so. I think I need one now. That was a bit much. Right. That was a pretty intense moment.
I tell you what, we'll take a couple of tunes in the headlines and you can have a bit of a rest. Woo! Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah. Give us a call there about 5 minutes to go. I'm going to be fast asleep, I'd say.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:32. So is this the beginning of the end now with this weather now? You're talking about showers and bits and pieces and
clouds.
No,
I think there's going to be a rocky few days. But my understanding is that it's going to sort of pick up again. Well, there's going to be showers over the course of the weekend.
Right.
And then it might pick up again next week. That's the rumour I heard.
Right. Because I just wanted to remind you that you did promise that when you came back from your holidays, you would bring the good stuff with you.
Yeah, I did. You got Monday, you got Tuesday.
You weren't here
you got
then.
Wednesday. I came back on Monday. So I brought the weather with me on Monday.
You and came back on Monday, but you didn't bother showing your face in here till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right. Talk about making somebody feel loved. Unbelievable.
Do you know what?
I couldn't face that pair now for another 2 days.
Well, you know, it has to be said. It's fierce quiet around here these last 2 days. It's lovely.
I was just going to ask you that. Do you notice anything differently?
I know. It's so peaceful.
There's serenity.
There is. There's a certain element of stress that goes with our normal working day that hasn't been present yesterday.
What could that possibly be,
I'm
Tara?
Not sure. But you know what as well? I've noticed he's gotten fierce cheeky while he's in the safe from the safety of his hotel bedroom in Cork, hasn't he?
You heard that, did
you? Oh, I heard that. And he better be warned.
Oh, he will pay dearly for that one. Yeah, we had Rapture as your Get Up and Go song this morning. And there's the Buggles and Video Killed the Radio Star. But actually, technology is bringing us the Radio Star live from Cork this morning. PJ Gallagher, of course, he's live from a hotel room in the Montanotti Hotel in Cork as he prepares for day two of Young Offenders rehearsals today. And actually, you know something? With the technology that's bringing you to us, PJ, right, is this, it's kind of like, what would you call it? Weird phone technology stuff, right? And we talked about the other day. And we were just saying, like, about the options that would have existed. For example, you see, like, on RTE a lot of the time, Skype is used, right?
And Oh, yeah.
I've only just realised now how lucky we are we didn't go that route, based on the fact that you seem to have an aversion to putting on clothes when you're in a hotel.
Well, I would have made an effort. I probably would have put on a tie, at least, if I were using Skype.
Hopefully a very, very long tie.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a very long tie, definitely. I'd tie it into a bow around the back and everything.
Wow. There you go. Anyway, listen, a couple of things on the text. Greg was back on in Ballinasloe to clear up that thing about, we were wondering how many bonds there'd been since Pierce Brosnan. And basically, apparently the story was that while Brosnan was Remington Steele, he was offered Bond and Remington Steele wouldn't let him out of his gig. So Timothy Dalton got the role then.
Oh, well, that explains actually, a lot. I don't know where he came from.
Yeah, I don't know if that helps us a lot because he was before Pierce Brosnan. So I don't know how many there was after him.
I think it was just Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
And that does answer a question about Timothy Dalton, because everybody was looking at him and going, how did he ever end up being a Bond?
Yeah, and it just so happened he was in the room at the time doing the windows or something, and they found out that Pierce Brosnan couldn't do it.
I think that must have been it. They just sort of, he was sort of dressed as the milk tray man doing the window outside or something. Says, look, just get your man to do it. There'll only be a couple of movies anyway. It'll be grand.
Also, somebody says you're making them feel unwell thinking of you in the nude broadcasting to the nation.
Well, hold on a minute. I'm not making you feel unwell. You're making yourself feel unwell. You know what I mean? You're just imagining somebody else's shape, obviously. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's all in the mind of the beholder, PJ, isn't it?
It's all, yeah, that's exactly it. Beauty's in the mind of the beholder. I'm as good looking as you want me to be, everybody.
Oh my God. Your mate Simon Cleary's been on. He says he's in dire need of a cup of coffee. He heard Trina doing the little promo about something for the weekend. And of course, Paul Harrington is going to be on chatting about Eurovision and all that sort of stuff. And Simon sat there for a while thinking, why would they be having a golfer on? Oh. Obviously, confusing him with Paurig Harrington, the golfer.
Yeah,
but anyway.
That makes sense. I would have probably made the same mistake myself. But there you go. Yeah, coffee for all of us, I think, Simon.
And also, somebody's been on say, hi, lads. Still not over the after show show. Oh, my God. Hilarious. That's right. Actually, I forgot to put the after show show up on Facebook. Magic Mike must have popped it up on the actual podcast. But I forgot to put it up on Facebook, so I'll have to do that today. But it was it was almost like the medical edition, this one, PJ, wasn't it?
I can't remember. What we were talking about.
I mean, I know I have a bad memory, but you're terrible, man.
What were we on about? I can just about remember going into the studio that day, but I can't remember what we were on about.
Well, there was talk about doctors, okay, and visiting doctors and stuff like that, and good doctors versus, you know, bad doctors. There was a bit of that went on. And then you came out with this amazing phrase where once again, not that, well, I say once again, I mean, it very rarely happens that you say the wrong thing, is it?
Oh, that's true, yeah. Well, yeah, if ever.
So let's just say,
if ever.
I'm trying to remember what it was you wanted to say. Let me see. No, it's not going to come to me. But anyway, check it out for yourself is all I'm going to say. Wherever you get your podcasts, you will find PJ and Jim's After Show show. And I promise I'll get it up on Facebook later on. Yeah, do you? If it was taken out of context, you could have been, you know, could have had a very different life.
Yeah, I was trying to say when I woke up in the hospital on morphine. That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ended up by starting the sentence going, I remember when I used to be on the methadone. Yeah, it was definitely a big mistake.
Was it, PJ?
It was an accident. God.
Anyway, check it out for yourself. The After Show Show, wherever you get your podcasts, PJ and Jim's After Show Show. And then I promise I'll put it up on Facebook a little bit later on. So, right, the day has in store for us. PJ is live from Cork and he's going to be with us right up until 8:30. So, between now and then, we'll have a bash of the hit bit. It's €840 if you want to play today. A little bit after that, of course, we'll be having another bash at the breakfast table quiz. I think we've a score of it's 11 or 12 we have to beat. Can't remember, but anyway, there or thereabouts. For your chance to head off to Helsinki, which sounds pretty cool. A couple of nights in Helsinki. Fantastic hotel in there as well. And more Madness tickets, PJ, as well, to give away.
Oh, Teddy, yeah, you made me panic there when you talked about the breakfast table quiz. I couldn't remember the score. And then, of course, I remembered I wasn't around.
Once again, I thought my memory was bad. But I tell you, you're in trouble, buddy. You're in big trouble.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I might have to do something about that.
Anyway, if you want to give us a shout, of course, we'll keep PJ informed of all of your texts. It's a pity you can't actually get them yourself there and see. Although, to be honest with you, maybe that's a good thing. God knows. I mean, with the likes of Margaret and Margot getting all carried away, who knows what sort of texts you'd be getting if they thought you could see them down there.
Yeah, call blimey, Jim. Protect me from the mad people, please.
087-188-0008. Phil Oakey together in Electric Dreams here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 16th of May, 7:10. And of course, myself and Mike, we're here as always in our little padded cell here in Dublin in HQ. But, PJ Gallagher, totally different story. Out and about gallivanting, of course. He's live from Cork. Day two of rehearsals for the brand new Young Offenders series happening today. And if you were with us yesterday, of course, you'll know we were chatting to PJ for the first couple of hours of the show. Same story this morning. We have him until 8:30. And you're still with us and hopefully slightly better dressed, PJ.
Well, slightly. There's good news and there's bad news, right? So I was in the room on my own, frolicking around in the nude, as I would be. So now, unfortunately, I've got some miniature strides on. But I've been joined by the one and only Billy Murphy!
Billy Murphy. My God. So it's a pre-rehearsal party going on. You're actually partying in your own. You're so rock and roll, PJ.
I'm telling you, Shane Casey in the house here, the original Billy Murphy, walking around in the room together. So I know it's bright and early, but you're there. What are you going to do? Like, right. I mean, that's the way we roll in Cork, man.
Is there a reason for that? Like, or did he just rock up out of nowhere?
He just rocked up to throw the TV out the hotel window. You know, we're going to do that now in a minute.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. You better stick him on for a second.
Hold on a second.
Hi, Jim. How are things?
Shane, what's the story with you? What are you doing in that madman's bedroom at this time of the morning?
I went down early for a scone because the breakfast started at 6:30. You know, you might as well milk these things. So I got a cup of coffee and a scone and I said I'd call in to the other fella. Do you know what? It was one of those things. It seemed like a good idea at the time. We were talking about it last night. So he said, why don't you drop in and say hello to Jim and we could talk nonsense for a half an hour and hopefully make his job a little bit easier.
Excellent. Well, I like
it. Might make your job a little bit harder, like, right. But anyway.
I like the way you roll, Shane. So listen, how's it all going? Anyway, we were chatting to PJ. He wasn't giving much away, but day one of rehearsals yesterday. All good crack again, yeah? You're getting back into the swing of it?
Yeah, all good. I don't think we can actually talk about anything, you know what I mean? The usual nonsense.
The usual
tell him everything, Shane. It's on you.
The usual nonsense of not being able to talk and thing. But like, we've all touched base with each other yesterday and looking forward to it today and just
good stuff.
Hopefully getting the ball
rolling.
Shane,
you've got to answer a big, big question for the nation because yesterday morning and this morning, PJ has basically been boasting about the fact that he's able to do the show naked.
Yeah.
I mean, please
naked,
tell me.
Well, no. He said when I knocked on the door this morning, he said, give me a second. I don't know what that was about. But
no.
To be honest with you, he's wearing clothes, all right, in fairness to him.
So
we won't start any rumours. It's been a while since I've been in someone else's hotel room, to be honest with you.
Excellent.
At this early morning, you know.
I mean, it sounds fantastic. It sounds like you're a very close-knit bunch that you'll kind of, you know, drop into each other's bedrooms just to, you know, when the mood takes
you. Yeah, yeah. That's it, you know. We have to remember it is the Young Offenders as well. Like, it's not the Darling Buds of May, so we are a close knit family down here. Like, we are a very close knit family.
Come here, listen. So, did it get rock and roll last night? Was there any fun to be had around the mean streets of Cork?
There was one or two Tanoras consumed all right there at about 10:30, but the other fellow went to bed early anyway, and I drove on for another half an hour, and the television's going out the window.
Brilliant.
Definitely.
I love it. Right, listen, Shane, we might get to catch up with you again before you get to another scone. But in the meantime, will you stick the quaffle on for a second?
Yeah, I'll be hanging around anyway there.
Good stuff, Shane. There you go. Shane Casey, of course, a.k.a. Billy Murphy in The Young Offenders, is now currently hanging out in PJ Gallagher's bedroom in a hotel room in the Montanotti Hotel. But anyway, listen, PJ, we've a text in from Colm, right, who's from Limerick. And he's going to be heading to the Montanotti Hotel on Saturday, apparently, and he's booked in for a spa session, right? And he's a bit curious because he says one of the treatments that he's supposedly getting is something called a black pepper and rosemary deep tissue. And he says, now, I'm not particularly up on spa treatments.
That's what you do to the chicken. He's reading the menu. That's not the spa.
That's what he says. It says it sounds a bit more like a recipe to him than a spa session.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they'll serve him with chips if he does that to himself.
Have you participated in any of the spa stuff?
I haven't, no. I haven't. You see, you have to pay for all that, Jim. You know me, I'm the guy that gives €2 for a confirmation, so I'm not mad into that paying for that and sort of lark. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially when you have a bath here anyway, I can just lather myself. I might send down for some. What is it it's called? What is it, black pepper?
It's black pepper and rosemary deep tissue, apparently.
All right, so I'll get some of that and I'll send up to the room, throw it into the bath, give myself a bit of a deep tissue massage, job's done, I'll smell like a chicken myself.
Fantastic. Right, and by the way, just to let you know before we let you go, we got an invite for you because Barry in Cork is getting married tomorrow. He's marrying his fiancée, Aga, I think her name is. It's happening in the hotel, the Imperial Hotel in Cork.
Congratulations.
And you got an invite. If you were still around, so you could pop along and you could bring the whole Young Offenders gang.
Wait a minute, her name is Aga.
Yeah, not as in don't make any cooker jokes here.
Well, I'm just saying, isn't it mad that you've got one fella that's dressing himself up like he's marinating himself like a chicken breast and another fella marrying a cooker? It's a bit of an odd show this morning, Jim, is all I'm saying.
It is a bit of an odd show, to say the least, to be perfectly honest with you. Not least because you've got some other madman in your bedroom in Cork. What are you doing, man? Anyway, we'll talk to you in just a second. Guaranteed Irish from the Frank and Walters. After all, the song that's become absolutely synonymous with Billy Murphy from The Young Offenders, of course. Billy Murphy, who is actor Shane Casey and who is also in PJ Gallagher's bedroom in Cork at the moment. So what do you want to read into
He's
that?
He's just run off.
It's entirely up to yourself. He's just run off. They all say that. What are you up to? What's going on?
He literally just ran off. He's gone back to do his Billy Murphy stuff. So, so I'll see him in an hour's time or so.
Cool. Listen, there's more invites rocking in for you, by the way. Somebody has been on to say, since you're not going to that wedding tomorrow, because you can't because you're back in Dublin, if PJ's in Cork, would he like to come over to Castle Marta Resort Hotel? There's a conference meeting for plastic surgeons. And I've got a small exhibition stand to build and an extra pair of hands would be helpful. How about that?
That's amazing. God, I think I'd be a bit lost here. Let's face it, I wouldn't be a best advertisement for plastic surgery people, would I? A man walking around with a head that looks like it's made out of modelling balloons.
Well, especially since it hasn't quite been toned up yet, courtesy of the wardrobe and makeup departments.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true as well, yeah. No, I think I'll stay away from there. And anyway, you'll sell me something I won't want. I'll end up with a new elbow on my leg or something like that. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Yeah.
By the way, I think your invite to that wedding tomorrow was rescinded after your gag about Aga. Because Barry's been back on to say she'll kill him after that. Aga is short for Agnieszka, I tell you, that was my version of it. I have no idea how to pronounce her name properly. Aga is absolutely perfect. Although somebody did text in to say, will she say I do, as in Aga do?
Oh my God.
I know, what a dreadful joke. Somebody made it on the text.
It's a brilliant joke.
I take no responsibility.
And who even knew that Cooker's had a full name?
Anyway, PJ Gallagher and Shane Casey, a.k.a. Billy Murphy, live from Cork this morning. You're going to stick with us. What have you got for us, by the way? Have you had a chance to scan the papers? Is there anything that we can look forward to a bit later on?
Oh, I'm sure there is, but I was chatting away to Shane there, so I'll start looking around again. Well, I don't
worry
about
just
that.
If it's not too much trouble for you to do a bit of work, that'd be great, if you don't mind, if that's okay.
And when am I going to make this coffee, Jim? Exactly when? I swear to God, you're so self-centred. It's unbelievable.
Beyonce, Crazy in Love, 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits, Thursday, 16th of May. 087-188-0008, as always, if you fancy a bash at the hit bit, it's on the way in about 10 or 15 minutes. You can check it out on classichits.ie if you want to have another listen and see the previous guesses so you know what to avoid. And then just let us know if you want to play. No need to give us your guess. Don't bother putting it on the text. It wouldn't count anyway. You've got to actually have your guess on air. So if you want Magic Mike to maybe pick you out to have a play, 087-188-0008. You can get us on WhatsApp. Meantime, as you know, of course, PJ Gallagher in Cork the last couple of days. Rehearsals for the Young Offenders, the brand new series happening at the moment. PJ's been there yesterday and today, but he's been with us for the early part of the morning. We have him up until around about 8:30 today. So what have you been doing? What have you been spending your time wisely, I hope, PJ? Have you? Well, maybe not. For some reason, he was there a minute ago and then he's gone. Hello. Right, we were chatting to him earlier on, and for some reason he just, I don't know, one of these technical issues, perhaps. Hang on a second. Are you back yet?
Hello!
Ah, you are back yet. Where were you?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened. I was right here. I was screaming your name, but I'm having some issues on this end. I'm having some issues. I'm not getting Wi-Fi in the bed. I have to get out of it, which is disgraceful.
Oh, my God. By the way, can I just point out that I'd prefer that you didn't spend your time in a hotel room screaming my name. That's not you know, for just generally speaking, that's not something, you know, everybody's uncomfortable with
that.
Yeah,
I never thought about that, actually, but you're making pretty good sense. And everything's gone quiet around me in the hot corridor now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, let's move on to that, or away from that, if we can.
Actually, give us a second. Oh, Jim, stop it. Oh, Jim. Oh, you big beast. Oh.
Here, there you go. That's not to do it now.
Great, thanks.
It's definitely quiet out there now.
That's fantastic. I'll never be able to show my face in Cork again. Fantastic. That's brilliant. Right, so listen, have you had a chance? So you're having technical issues. Have you had a chance to find the internet? Have you wound it up or put coins in the slot or anything and found anything interesting for us?
Oh, well, a few bits and pieces. I've been scouring away there. Did you see the Eurovision? More Eurovision scandal is coming up. You know Sarah McTiernan? We were only talking about her yesterday.
Right.
The Irish entry. In fact, we've been talking about it a fair bit this week because it's all about to kick off. And there's murder now because apparently, now let's be honest about it. It's always RTE to push the Eurovision thing, right?
Yeah.
And they've only played the song 40 times. And you can be pretty sure we haven't played it. So nobody's paying the Irish Eurovision entry any sort of notice at all this time around. And now Frank McNamara, who's an ex-Eurovision producer, is losing his marbles over the whole thing. So he's saying it's disgraceful that we're not getting behind the Eurovision. But most people, it seems, think it's disgraceful to be behind the Eurovision. It's great to have a bit of controversy. I'm watching the Eurovision like I used to watch EastEnders now. It's deadly crack.
Yeah, but because it's on the one hand, it is a bit of a strange one because you do kind of feel you should be supporting. It is an Irish person, it is an Irish entry, it is all of that. But then, of course, the controversy of where it is and all of the background to that. It is a bit of a strange one. I'm not really sure which way I come down on this one, to be honest.
Well, they did a survey as well. You know, these Lotto Land people also did a survey to find out what Irish people think of the Eurovision. And apparently 70% of us said it's a total waste of money and we're wasting our time trying to put it there. And now you have the likes of all the broadcasters and radio stations like ourselves, and we're kind of going, yeah, the Eurovision, yeah. You know the song. Sure, remember yesterday I thought it was a man going to the Eurovision for Ireland.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I thought it was a fella going over to do his thing in Israel. And then you played the song. And I was like, "Oh, jeez, that's not a bad song at all."
Yeah, and that's so it. It's not a bad song, to be fair. Like, you know, it probably should be getting a few more spins about the place. But
lost interest as a country. We've lost interest. We've lost interest generally. And then there is the added political thing with Israel and all. But that's almost just like another excuse not to tune in now.
Yeah, and I mean the other thing about it is, we of all people, from a Eurovision perspective, with our are we still champions of Eurovision? Yeah, has nobody else won it as many times as us?
I don't know. Well, it's safe to say we're never going to win it again. We really ruined it with the Turkey. When we sent it over Dustin, that was it. That same poll says that was the most embarrassing moment of Irish television, which is a little bit harsh. I mean, I've been on telly for years. You know, so there's all of that. And then it just seems we've zoned out. We're just not into it anymore. It nearly makes me feel bad, like, because how many, like, Eurovision is still, like, the most watched TV event in all Europe, isn't it?
Well, it's
I think it is.
It's still one of the biggest television audiences around the world, isn't it? It's still, like, absolutely... I mean, it's not going to go away, is it? It's not going to just fade away. Although, I'd have to say, one of the better aspects of Eurovision at the moment, you know, Paddy Power are doing this weird thing about trying to get everybody to vote for England. So that it would force England to host the Eurovision, even though they weren't in Europe anymore, if Brexit happens and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's a great idea, in fairness.
Mind you, I don't see why it's such a big deal since Australia are in it.
And Israel. Like, let's face it, tonight, Israel. It's a bit of a mad one, isn't it? It's just basically anyone is in it. I'd say America will probably be in it next year. It's just kind of world division of nonsense at this stage. And then the only people that want to get out of it is Ireland. It's our own little Irish Brexit. It's our little Irish exit, isn't it?
Mind you, it's a bit like now that we've stopped winning, it's kind of right, it's my ball now and I'm taking it with me. I'm going, I'm not playing anymore because I can't win.
Well, there is a bit of that, yeah. There's a bit of sour grapes now, let's be honest about it, yeah. Right. Yeah, all of a sudden, yeah, we're kind of going, yeah, well, I don't know. I used to like it around here, but now I don't like it anymore. It's as if Johnny Logan never existed to you bozos.
Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hip it.
Hit bit! There you go, €830 what we have for you this morning on the classic hit bit. Of course, all for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this classic hit bit. And there it is, that was a happy giving away to you as usual. Jeremy, it's a little bit different. I'm in Cork this time, which means I'm going to have to hand over the controls of the hit bit to Jim McKay.
Oh, look at
that.
Because
it's the only thing I get to control.
Yeah, he's disgusted. I can't believe he's disgusted he hasn't got control of the screens, Michael.
Oh, of course
he's
he is.
He's not a happy bunny.
Yeah, it's bitter. It's making me sore now. That the little thing I have to give it away. You make me share everything, you lads. I hate you.
Right, okay. Well, let's see if we can share some cash with Susan Phillips, who's actually in Cork anyway. So, Susan, morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
All good. You haven't spotted a young PJ Gallagher wandering the streets of Cork at any stage, have you?
No, we were keeping an eye out yesterday now, but we didn't see him at all.
No joy. Well, I tell you something, don't worry too much about it. It could happen at any stage. And when you do see him, it could be quite a fright, I can tell you that.
Oh,
I tell you, I was wandering around in my shorts and everything yesterday. It was great, it was. Displaying myself to people.
It was beautiful yesterday, but it's not today, so you won't be doing it today.
No, I will so. You can't stop me.
That man would get his legs out under any set of circumstances, I can tell you, Susan. Right, let's try and give you a few quid, Susan. So, the classic hit bit, what are you going for?
We're going to go for ABBA, Honey, Honey.
ABBA, Honey, Honey. Right, Magical Michael is in. And then, do you know something, PJ? Just to rub salt in your wounds, he's actually sitting in your chair using your microphone.
This is disgusting and outrageous. It shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, and do you know something? He's deliberately now wiggling in your chair. You know, your chair that has your sort of
PJ, you know the
impression
way,
in it.
You know the way you're in the nip in your hotel room? Doesn't mean I can't be in the nip in your seat. Anyway, is it ABBA? Have you won the money? Well, I tell you what, though, at least you took a chance. It's wrong, Susan.
Oh, all right. Wow. Yeah, I tell you something, you got an absolute waterfall of puns there, Susan. Well done. That was inspired. Right, listen, have a cracking day. Hopefully the weather picks up for a little bit for you in Cork, Susan. Enjoy it. Thanks for playing.
Thanks a million. Bye.
Cheers. Take care. Bye. Right, very good, Michael.
Thank you.
I just think it was hilarious that the guess was Honey, Honey, and you picked two completely different songs.
Yeah, that's
to
what
get
I'm
the
doing
puns
it.
Out.
I'm becoming a little bit more desperate to get puns, I'll be honest.
Brilliant. Right, let's see what Aidan Whelan in Galway have for us. Morning to you, Aidan.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
All good. What's the story with you? How are things in Galway?
All good. Just pulled in the car park here and work.
Okay, and is the weather looking okay, or has it started to get a bit cloudy, or what's going on?
It's a bit overcast now at the moment, you know.
Right, okay. Well, I tell you something, there's a man here who could bring endless amounts of sunshine into your life with a few bob. €830. What are you going for?
I think it might be Run DMC. It's like that.
Right. Good tune.
Oh, I love that song.
Good tune. An absolutely cracking tune. But it's wrong.
All right.
That's it, Aidan. What are you going to do about it? It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Oh, wow. I tell you, Aidan, we bumped into him in good form this morning. Listen,
have
a good day, Aidan. Thanks for playing.
Cheers.
Take care of yourself, man. Cheers. Bye-bye. There you go. Aidan Whelan in Galway. So not Run DMC, It's Like That, and not Honey Honey from ABBA.
Yeah. I will say, though, that's nothing to do with Mike. Like, that's nothing to do with Mike. Just because his puns were good today, it's because he's sitting in the most inspirational seat in radio land. So that's all that is.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. PJ.
He's literally absorbing PJ Gallagher through his bottom.
Yeah, I think I should take the credit for today's puns, I think. I think it's only fair.
Brilliant stuff. Right, PJ's going to stick with us. He'll be with us after 8 o'clock. We have until around about 8:30. Live from Cork this morning is day 2 of rehearsals for The Young Offenders begins. Of course, Magic Mike will be here to help with the breakfast table quiz too. Yeah, Pink, Just Like a Pill. Here are classic hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim is just 8:10 on this Thursday, 16th of May. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. 087-188-0008 as always. If you want to give us a shout, you can also get us via social media as well. We had a little tweet in from Ger Gavin. Wants us to say, to give a big shout out really to Amelia Gavin, because she's going to be making her communion on Saturday and is a big fan of the show. Listens every day with her sister Lauren and her brother Joe, and generally it's after 8 o'clock. So Amelia Gavin, have a fantastic day on Saturday at your communion, and hi to Lauren and to Joe this morning. Jared, thanks a million for the tweet. Also, big text in. Hi lads, just wondering if you got a message asking for a bit of a shout out. We're listening here in Poland on our way to Chernobyl aid trip. We must head off soon. Esther and John. Guys, good to have you along. Thanks a million for that, and best of luck, and well done on doing the Chernobyl aid trip as well. So Esther and John listening to us at the moment. Of course, far-flung places. A little further afield than, say, Cork, for example, PJ Gallagher.
Well, you'd think so, but I have it sussed now, Jim. I've got a new plan.
Oh, really?
I've just been looking. Yeah, there's a new... So you know the way we do our survey of the day, right? We'll have a new survey of the day, and it's absolutely epic. And I think I've found out how to make the show a better show every day.
Well, I don't know if it's possible to make, you know, to improve on perfection, but I mean, go on. I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
That is true. I know you're making a lot of sense. But how to make it even better, right? 8 out of 10 people say they're at their most creative and most productive mentally and feeling better and more positive than ever when they're in bed. So let me just tell you, I'm back in bed, Jim. The show is going to get better as we speak, and that means I'm going to propose that I don't come into work at all from now on. I mean, listen to how good the show has been. I'm in bed, right? I'm at my most creative, right? You're in there doing your thing. Let's be honest, right? If this job is like a circus, right? Mike there, he's kind of the ringmaster or lion tamer or something, right?
Right.
You're the trapeze artist, right? You're very technically gifted. You know what I mean? You're doing what you do. You're flinging from one button to the next. You know, you're a master of the crowd and all. And then I'm the clown. You know what I mean? I'm a bit of light relief. I'm a bit of light relief. You know what I mean? So I think, like, my creativity and thinking time is more important than anything I would do in there. And then it says as well that the second most creative place that people can be is out having a walk. So maybe I'll go for a walk with the dogs in the middle of the show.
Right, okay.
And then the third most creative thing is, what is it again? Oh, yeah, having a shower. So don't worry, I will be clean. You know what I mean? I'll be constantly clean. So there you go, I think I have it sussed.
Right,
you
so
and Mike
go
in there.
All of these things revolve around you basically doing the things you would do in your normal life and not going to work, but they somehow make you better at work.
You see, now that's, you see, this is the type of negative spin you put on things. Do you know what I mean? This is why I'm the creative one, Jim.
You're right. You're absolutely you know what I mean? Right. You're absolutely yeah. right. So you've decided that you do some of your best work or your best thinking, your best creative thinking in bed. That's the decision. That's we've come out. And walking your dogs, which, let's face it, is probably your most favourite thing in the world. And then in the shower, which, well, you know, you do have a loose association with.
Yeah, but it also... Hey, hold on a minute. I have had a shower every week this year. You know what I mean?
Whether you needed it or not. Oh, wow.
And it also says that listening to music is what makes people very creative. So that means that... It ticks all the boxes, because it's not as if I wouldn't listen to the show. Of course I would.
Oh, that's very decent of you. Thanks for that, at least.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? And you're in there listening to music all the time as well, so, I mean, you can help me along even at times.
Does it say specifically kind of all music? I mean, like, do you want a bit of Simply Red, a bit of UB40?
here now. We're trying to lift people up here, not destroy their souls. You know what I mean? It's the whole idea is to put a smile on people's face, make them feel positive.
Yeah, maybe a bit of jazz, creative. PJ. What about a bit of jazz?
You see, now, this is getting ridiculous. See, this is the problem, right? This is literally it. If you had people who make jazz, I'm not going to call it music because it's not, jazz noise, right?
Right.
And those people were, maybe if they stayed in bed a little longer, they would have been creative to the point that they would have created music that isn't absolutely rubbish. Like, maybe if your man from Simply Red and that gang of weirdo whistlers out of UB40 had stayed in bed, walked a couple of dogs, they wouldn't have been polluting their ears with that sort of audible poison that they call reggae.
Right. Well, fair enough. Oh, so we've got to the bottom of it then. That's it. Going forward, do you want Andy Bad News to install some sort of bunk bed arrangement in here for your... Or you just don't want to bother coming in? You just want to do the gig from home?
Well, I'm not there now and it seems to be working perfectly well. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I think everybody's happier about the situation, aren't they?
My God. I don't know. I'm going to have to consult with Magic Mike on this. There's a look of sort of... Well, disbelief, really, more than anything else on Magic Mike's face at the moment.
Well, it works for Tara. She's never there. She's getting a great old day.
Oh, wow. I tell you, you're on your own now, buddy. A little respect from Asia here at Classic... Erasure here at Classic Hits from Asia. Lumen Heck, I don't know where that came from. Anyway, a little respect from Eurasia... I'm still laughing, to be honest with you, at the prospect of when PJ Gallagher next comes in contact... with our very own Tara Duggan. I tell you something, I am gonna, I would,
yeah, can that, I make a public
literally
apology,
that
please?
Should be, that should be, Sky should come on board, right, and make that one of their box office events after one of their pay-per-view events when PJ Gallagher comes face to face with Tara Duggan on Friday morning. I tell you, man, I would pay money to see that. You are in,
oh,
way over your head, buddy, way over your head.
I think I made a little bit of an accident. It was just a little bit of an accident.
Oh, wow. Two of the one day. Anyway, listen, PJ, we're going to be losing PJ very shortly. Of course, he's been live from Cork this morning, live from his hotel room in the Montanotti Hotel this morning as preparations begin for day two of rehearsals for the Young Offenders. Of course, filming will start soon and hopefully it'll be on the box before the end of the year. We'll have more details a bit later on in the year, but of course, rehearsals at the moment. We've had a chance to chat to PJ in the early part of the show, but you're heading off very shortly for what? Who knows what? Like, do you know what today has in store for you?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a read-through episode 2, so it's the first time anyone's going to see episode 2. And then it's to meet some new people in the cast as well. And
new
directors and writers and everything. We've a whole load of new crew. So it's just another step towards actually getting the film and the show on the road, really.
Excellent. And new people in the cast. So, I mean, is that...
Oh, sorry, new people in the crew. I beg your pardon. That's what I meant. Yeah, so some new directors and writers and all sorts of things. Yeah,
I thought for a moment there that Mike and myself we're finally going to be written in to this series. I thought we were finally going to get to share in the whole experience. I thought maybe there'd be a role for the pair of us in it, but you've just dashed that.
Yeah,
up.
They were asking if you were available and would you be into it, and I said you are very busy. I said, so you are very busy, you know.
Thanks.
As they're saying, there's no way those two would wake up and do a show in bed. They just wouldn't do it, I said. They just wouldn't do it.
They haven't got the commitment.
I says, to be honest with you, with Tara in Spain and me doing what I do, there's no point in asking. They're absolutely flat out, those two, doing all the work.
Flat out. Unbelievable. Right, so listen, so it's another day of rehearsals, and then you're back with us tomorrow morning then as normal, yeah? You'll be here in the morning at 6 o'clock. Back in HQ, so to speak.
Yeah, don't tell Tara though, will you? I'll try and tell. I'll do the show underneath the desk and just tell her I'm still in Cork or something, because I have a funny feeling I'm going to get the wedgie of my life tomorrow.
All I would say to you is, you know the way Maura made that sort of knitted version of all of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, your one looks like it's been attacked by a Rottweiler. You're in serious trouble. You're in serious trouble. But anyway, listen. Yeah,
did you bring back any chocolate treats or anything? No?
You go and have a good day. Could be your last day.
I think I'll need it.
So you go and have a good day. And we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Yeah, 6 o'clock back in the old Dublin HQ.
Yeah, I'll see you there. So, and thanks a million for standing in front of me when everything goes wrong in the morning.
Not a chance. Bobby Brown, Two Can Play That Game. Here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz. If you fancy a bash at it, well worth having a go. It's a cracking prize this week. 087-188-0008. Just let us know if you want to play. But in the meantime, Magic Mike has another game for you to have a little go at.
I sure do, yeah. It's our little House of Fun game. So we've been doing it all week to give away Madness tickets. They're playing in Dunleary with a load of a whole host of other people. It's going to be a cracking few days, actually.
I tell you, that Bank Holiday weekend, in fairness, like, they've put together a great lineup. It's three open-air summer concerts. And they've been announced for Dunleary Pier on the June Bank Holiday weekend. So as Mike says, there's a whole host of people. On the 31st of May, it's Deacon Blue, Basement Jack's DJ set and Stereo MCs. On the 1st of June, which is the day we have tickets for, it's Madness with the Lightning Seeds and Something Happens. I think that's the pick of the three gigs.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
And then on the 2nd of June, Primal Scream, The Charlatans and The Fun Loving Criminals, if that's your bag. Tickets for all of those are on sale at the moment. But as Mike says, we have a pair to give away.
Yeah, I've got a pair to give away today. I got a bit ticket happy, I'll be honest with you, during the week. So I'm just going to say a pair today before I overshoot the whole thing.
You've lost how many you've given away.
I lost the plot altogether. I was trying to count it up there. So I'm going to be safe, we're going to give a pair away, an exclusive pair this morning. And all you have to do is guess who's in our House of Fun. It's just a celebrity laugh. This guy isn't particularly in any movie or TV show. He is who he is.
Yeah.
And he has a very famous laugh. Have a listen and WhatsApp in your guesses to 087-188-0008.
Yeah, that is a very distinctive laugh.
Do you think?
I think it'll be tough enough for some people. I think, though.
Okay. Do you want me to give a couple of clues?
Well, I tell you, have a listen to this again, right?
Do you think he puts that on? By the way,
I don't know. He denies that he does. Yeah. He says it's natural.
And second question to you.
To be honest with you, you're not going to have to give me clues. They are literally flooding in.
Well, put it this way, right? I'll give you a clue anyway.
Okay.
He's a controversial comedian.
Yeah.
He appears a lot on British television.
There's a lot of game shows. He does a lot of game shows.
Yeah, so one of them would be 8 out of 10 cats, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what he does? Yeah.
8 out of 10 cats do Countdown.
So anyway, and there's his second namesake is also a very famous person who's a chat show host, which is an awful clue.
To be honest, it's a very strange clue. Right, I don't think people are going to struggle with it because they're literally flying in. But this, it's a celebrity in our House of Fun. If you want to get your hands on those tickets, Madness, The Lightning Seeds, Something Happens, 1st of June at Dunleary Pier, part of the three open-air concerts happening at the Dunleary Pier this June Bank Holiday. Let us know, who is that in our House of Fun? 087-188-0008.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, our prize this week, of course, we're sending you overseas for your hotel break. We've got flights for two from Dublin to Helsinki with Finnair, along with a two-night stay in a superior room in Hotel Katajanikka, Finland's leading boutique hotel. It's all with thanks to Finnair, of course. Fly the short northern route between Europe and Asia via Helsinki. They operate direct flights from Dublin via Helsinki to 20 Asian cities. Finnair do. There are 10 weekly flights between Dublin and Helsinki, and they've got one of the most modern fleets in Europe. If you want to check it all out for yourself, finnair.ie is the website to use.
So it's 12 is the score to beat today, so we need 13. The 11 was pipped yesterday, which was 12, so 13 we need today. And the player going to do that, because I'm confident in her, is Lisa Wilson from Dublin. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Going to rattle through these as quickly as I possibly can, right?
Brilliant.
So we'll see how you do. All in good form today, yeah?
Yeah, great form. Yeah.
How's the old head? Are you normally good at the quizzing?
I'm always good when I'm listening on the radio.
Brilliant. Well, that'll do. That's a start.
That's a start if you're good listening.
Better
for
than
sure,
being
yeah.
rubbish when you're listening, in fairness. Right, so Lisa, the very best of luck. 60 seconds to try and get at least 13 correct answers. Here we go.
Which French-Canadian singer had a hit with My Heart Will Go On in 98? In golf, what is used to indicate the location of a hole on a putting green?
Flag.
In The Muppet Show, what type of animal was the character called Fuzzy Bear? Oh, he was a bear. Ex-professional footballer Eric Cantona was from which country?
France.
Which period of early history follows the Stone Age?
The Bronze Age.
The pop group The Police had a hit in 79 with a song Message in a What?
Bottle.
In which country would you find the Black Forest?
Germany.
Who in the cartoon strip is Popeye's mortal enemy?
Pluto.
Brutus. In the 2004 film Collateral, which American actor played the villain, Vincent?
Tom Cruise.
What colour is the cross on the flag of England?
Red.
Croagh Patrick is located in what county?
Mayo.
What actor played Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses?
David Jason.
Turner's Cross Stadium is in what county?
Clare.
What is the title? It's Cork. What is the title of the Scottish song that is traditionally sung on New Year's Eve?
Auld Lang Syne.
Penny and tin are types of what instruments?
Whittle.
Yes, well done, I tell you. There was some good stuff, even if you did get a bit of a helping hand with the Muppet question.
What kind of an animal was Fuzzy Bear?
Brilliant. Right, okay, I think you would have gotten it anyway, to be fair. And I tell you, it was good scoring. Was it good enough? 13's a bit of an ask, but here we go.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13!
Oh my God! No way!
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow. 13.
Yeah, good on you. That's brilliant. So we've had 11, 12 and 13 from Tuesday to Thursday.
Well, hope you don't get 14
tomorrow. I'll tell you something. That's some of the best scoring I've seen. And of course, the beauty of it as well for us, Lisa, is that Mike is going to cause all sorts of controversy by giving one of the answers. But anyway.
I gave that one.
Listen, at the moment, Lisa Wilson in Dublin, you are top of the leaderboard. Only one day left to play. If nobody can top that score of 13, you're off to Helsinki. Have you ever been?
I haven't. I'd love to go. That'd be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by it myself. I think I'd like to see it myself as well. But anyway, listen, you could be heading off if nobody can beat that score of 13. Well done.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Had away, what is love? Here at Classic Hits, 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Although, of course, PJ live from Cork he was today and yesterday. He's been in Cork the last couple of days prepping for the Young Offenders. But back with us tomorrow for Fabulous Friday. He'll be here back at HQ with Mike and myself. Mike's been jumped into the breach.
I have been dragged
kicking and screaming into the breach to fill the PJ-shaped hole for the last hour and a half.
And it's a big hole
to be honest, that's been said about him many times.
Come here, I found something here, right? I think TV addicts in particular might find interesting.
Yeah.
Because we're all a bit curious about the prices of stuff, and particularly in this country, I think, we've an obsession with house prices.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, with the ongoings at the moment we are anyway, but in general, I think we have an obsession about whose house costs what and all the rest of it. Yeah. And there's like property porn thing, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And ever since they released this, I can't remember the term for it now. The property price register.
Right.
So you know you have people that actually go into that and have a look at how much the neighbours cost. Not because they want to buy a particular house, like it or whatever, just to find out how much the neighbour's house was and did they get a steal.
Wouldn't it vary neighbour to neighbour? Would it be general areas?
Yeah. When I say people, I mean us. And we did have a look. We did have a look at our own estate.
Keeping up with the Hogans.
Yeah, well, it's just because it's sort of pre-recession and post-recession prices, if you know what I mean, and the prices in the middle. My God, my neighbour a couple of doors down got it for a steal. But anyway, that's not the point. That's not the point of this story because basically property experts have valued a collection of houses, flats and homes seen in some of the most popular films and TV series, right?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so they've done, for example, Downton Abbey, which we know PJ's a big fan of, in Berkshire, which is a stately home. And do you want to hazard a guess? Are you a Downton Abbey fan, by the way?
Not really. But I'm assuming it's a big castle-y looking
Big castle-y
thing. Okay, right. So, got to be in the millions, yeah?
It's got to be in the millions.
Okay, got to be in the millions. Let's go for 10.
No, Jim, you're way out of order here. So it's a stately home. It's a big, massive place with kitchens underground.
Oh, so we're in the hundreds of millions,
yeah,
are we?
Yeah, we're 158 million.
Oh my God.
For the Downton Abbey place, yeah. And then
Now that I think about it, $10 million is that's a semi-D somewhere in where PJ lives.
I could say, well, now.
South County Dublin.
I was going to get
that's
onto
a semi-detached,
that
semi-detached, yeah. Sorry about that. That was a ridiculous guess. That was an idiot. Sorry about that.
You'll get one of these right. Sherlock, which is, of course, 221B Baker Street. Should have quizzed you on that, actually. Which is in London, and it's a terraced house, and they value that at $3.1 million.
Mind you, in London,
yeah,
that sounds like a decent price.
Yeah, but in London at the moment, it's absolutely ridiculous.
English John is just outside the window there and he's nodding along going, yes, I think you'll find that's very reasonable. By the way, English John does not speak like that. I do apologise.
He kind of does. He kind of does, I'll be honest with you. But London has gone mad altogether. Like, I saw a programme recently with them in a little tiny bed sit for, like, I don't know, $1 million a month or something. Of course it wasn't $1 million a month. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're prone to exaggeration. I'm not one for hyperbole, but it was literally $1 million a month.
Skyfall. You're a big fan of 007.
Yeah. So that's the sort of Scottish
exactly
farm thing.
Yeah, you do
Ooh,
know
that's
your,
an
you,
interesting.
You
one.
Do know your 007. It's Skyfall Manor in a place called Glencoe. In Scotland.
And that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one. How do I put a price on that now?
Yeah. So much
okay,
do you
because it
that?
Was... Okay, so...
Is God, this... That, by the way, this is Daniel Craig, am I
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Daniel Craig. Right, okay. Well, it's in Scotland. It's not on the size of Downton Abbey.
what,
right, so
what are you trying to apply?
I'm trying to...
it's in Scotland, so...
Right. No, it couldn't be that expensive, could it?
Come on, Jim.
Are we in the millions?
Hit me with a figure. Oh, we're definitely in the millions, yeah.
Right, okay. I'll go 5. No, we'll go 10.
Ah, you've gone way too high again.
Should I have gone for 5?
English John is saying 4.
Should I have gone for 5?
It's actually 2.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah, less than you think for sure, yeah. Let me see. I should have gone
with my original thing about it's in Scotland.
Yeah, I like the way you started that off. Well, it's in Scotland, so...
Yeah, so straight away, the prices have plummeted.
Bridget Jones' Diary...
her flat?
It's in London as well, so it's her flat in London. So go on, have a pop at that.
Oh, I don't
Again,
know.
Again, thinking London flat, it's going to be expensive,
London
right?
London flat, right. Let's say 2 mil.
1.7, that's your closest
that's
so far.
Not bad, yeah.
I'll give you three more very quickly.
On,
I know I could go on all day with these because there are lots of them. But this is a great one now. Only Fools and Horses, the Nelson Mandela House in Peckham, of course. Which
is that,
yeah.
Are you saying that's for real?
That is for real. Yeah. Peckham is a real place. Am I
no,
right, John?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
but
it is
I mean,
a real place.
Yeah, but surely to God, where they filmed it wasn't genuinely. Well, it wasn't because it was definitely a set.
But you're
saying it does exist in real life.
Yeah, but in a sort of a block of flats like it, what would it be, do you reckon? So I think.
I have a notion.
If my memory serves me right, it's probably a two bedroom flat.
Okay, right. A two bed flat in Nelson London. Mandela House in Peckham.
Yeah.
What are we thinking? It's probably still expensive.
Mm hmm. It is.
I'm going to go for.
No, we're not in the millions. I'll give you that.
200 grand.
456,000 euro, yeah. So that'll just show you to live in London. And then anyway, very quickly, Harry Potter, which is a detached house.
It's a fictional place, Mike. Hogwarts does not exist.
You're a wizard, Harry. It's 407,000. That was the original house where he got the whole lightning bolt to his head or whatever. I don't know much about Harry Potter. And then we'll give you Peaky Blinders for a finale. Which
place? The place where they run the bookies?
It's the Shelby Parlour in Birmingham. It's a terraced house as well.
Surely that can't be a lot, can it?
Remember, we're in Birmingham territory. Here.
Right, so it's Birmingham on a terraced thing. We're going... Are we even reaching six figures?
We have six figures, all right, but it's on the low end of the six figures.
Right, 120 grand.
180 grand.
Oh!
PJ Galler's mansion in Dunleary, 1.6 million. And Jim McCabe's Narnia, 150.
Priceless!